Let me in. This is Sunday night's main event.
What do you guys want to talk about?
On the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
I'm better than you.
Tonight we have a chance to say, yeah, you're right. We're too extreme. We're too wild. We're too out of control. We're too full of our own.
I take pride in calling a stooge, you stooge. Yeah.
Acknowledge me.
It's Sunday, and you know what that means. I'm Boris Roberto Aguilar. Welcome you to Canada's Premier Wrestling Radio Show, Sunday Night's Main Event, powered by Destiny Wrestling. Destiny Wrestling has a slew of shows coming at you over the next couple of months, including The Clash on April 14th, where Alexia Nicole and Fight or Flight's Vaughn Vertigo and Gabriel Frezza take on Subculture's Mark Andrews, Flash Morgan Webster, and Danny Luna in six-person tag team action. All of this is taking place April 14th at the Alliance Banquet Hall in Toronto. Not only that, but Raising Hell is going to be happening at the Hague Bowl Arena in St. Catharines, Ontario, where we are going to be seeing Mark Wheeler take on Matt Riddle. And the very next day, on Sunday, May 19th, at the Children's Arena in Oshawa, Ontario, it is Destiny's Zero Fear. Tickets for all of these shows can be bought over at destinywrestling.ca, or you can just go to revelry.ca. This show is always free across the country on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks and through several affiliate stations across this beautiful land. You can also find us on podcast form because we're more than just a weekly radio show. In fact, we have shows each and every single day that take you on a journey throughout the world of professional wrestling, including reviews, interviews, opinions, and so much more. For the entire network, go to your favorite podcasting app and search for Sunday Night's Main Event. Heck, even this show has an extended version, if you get the podcast version. You can find us on all of the social medias, including Instagram, X, and so much more. And you can find us at the @SNME Radio username. You can be part of the SNME family and help keep the lights on by joining our Patreon network. On the Patreon network, well, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Trivia is coming back. Fantasy Booker is coming back and so much more. And you get first dibs at all of this if you're a Patreon member. So if you want to be part of the family and part of the show, join our Patreon network by going to patreon.com/SNME Radio. And all of this can be yours for just $5 a month. Another way to help support the show is by buying some merch. But there's more than just some SNME merch. You can buy Poison Rana merch. You can buy post-wrestling merch. And for all of that, go to chopped-tees.com. That's chopped-tees.com. Happy Easter to everyone listening, and hopefully you had a fantastic day with your friends, family, loved ones, and whomever you consider close. And for those of you who want to listen to some wrestling, well, you found the right place to do so. It is also the beginning of WrestleMania week, the biggest week in, well, at least North American wrestling, and probably the world, for the year. And this week, we have so much to get to, including an interview from someone from the family over at Straight Talk Wrestling, and that's George Mackay, as he sat down with Mustafa Ali. That's a great interview that I hope everyone checks out. We're going to be playing that interview in full later on in the show. And then we have the SNME Roundtable, and this week I am joined by Eric B. from the Draw Straws Raw Review. That's the top dog, the raw dog himself. Eric B. is going to be joining me, and we're going to be previewing WrestleMania. But if you want the full WrestleMania preview later on this week on the podcast network, we are going to be having a full in-depth preview of WrestleMania. But we got you covered for those of you listening on the radio tonight. And with so much going on in the world of professional wrestling, let's get straight to the show and start with the news of the week.
I'm afraid I've got some news.
If you missed NXT this week, well, Ridge Holland announced his retirement on the show, but fret not, do not worry, Ridge Holland appears to still be an active wrestler, even though WWE did move him to the retirement page of the site. but this is more than likely just an ankle. So, for all of you Ridge Holland fans, you can breathe easy tonight. It was announced earlier this week, and well, we kind of talked about it last week with Adrian, and that is that AEW CEO Tony Khan announced that Las Vegas will once again host Double or Nothing on Sunday, May 26th, live from the MGM Grand Arena. For all of you Night Owls, The Rock and Roman Reigns will be appearing on the April 3rd episode of The Tonight Show. In an interview on the MMA Hour, Becky Lynch revealed that her WWE contract is over in 2 months, and she and WWE haven't had any talks as of yet. That said, Becky Lynch did mention that she is WWE for life. Mike Rotunda has explained why Bray Wyatt is not going into the WWE Hall of Fame this year, and this is through an interview with Sportskeeda. This is what Rotunda had to say. With Wyndham passing, I thought they were going to immediately put Wyndham into the Hall of Fame, which he will be in at some point. I think WWE reassessed stuff and thought it was too soon to go there with our family and the reactions and the stress on us. We got a call from WWE and said Hunter wants to do a Zoom call. We were thinking they were going to tell us that they were what was going to happen at WrestleMania. And Hunter said, you guys are going to get inducted. You and Barry were part of the first WrestleMania show. It's very flattering, obviously, and actually less stressful on us because of all the family stuff that we had to go through with Wyndham passing. Just the mental capacity of it. Well, there you have it. Straight from the father himself. Ace Austin has re-signed with TNA, and this is what he had to say. I'm very excited to be staying with TNA. I have more goals to fulfill and championships to win. Congrats, Ace. Speaking to Newsday, Drew McIntyre had this to say about his contract status. I can say I'm having fun, and I hope to continue to have fun no matter what. I'm still young. I'm in my prime. I'm going to be wrestling. If I'm not, you know, one of the featured players, if I'm not making a significant difference to the show and the business as a whole, then quite frankly, I don't want to be there. Where do you think Drew McIntyre is going to be signing? Do you think he'll stay, or do you think he'll try out free agency? Have your say over on the Facebook group. And to do that, all you need to do is go to Facebook.com and search for SNME Radio. It's official. The Andre the Giant Battle Royal will be taking place on WrestleMania SmackDown this coming Friday. Matt Hardy has fueled talk that he might be returning to the WWE by posting part of his WrestleMania match against Rey Mysterio. This is on top of actually attending WWE Raw a few weeks ago in Raleigh, North Carolina, with his contract coming to a close soon over at AEW. What do you think is going to happen with Matt Hardy? Do you want him back, or do you think that he should go somewhere else? Ricky Starks took a very nasty-looking Pele kick to the head by Darius Martin during last night's collision. I was actually there in person, and the end of the tag team match seemed very rushed, seemed very botched, and people really didn't know what to do. But all I can say was that Ricky Starks was down. They aired a Christopher Daniels promo and had the house lights down, and luckily, Ricky Starks was able to leave the ring on his own power. With that said, Ricky Starks did take to social media this morning and said, "I am all good. Everything checked out fine. We being precautious." Eric Bischoff took to X to announce that he was canceling his YouTube show Strictly Business and actually announced a new one, Wise Choices. Tony Khan couldn't contain himself, and he actually took a dig at Eric Bischoff, saying, "Sunsetting this fraud of a business podcast before the next AEW media deal is a wise choice." Eric Bischoff came right back, and he said this after posting a picture or video from this Wednesday's Dynamite from Quebec City, which drew a small house in a very large building. This is what Eric Bischoff had to say. "A money mark with no talent other than spending daddy's money, going all the way to Canada to draw less than 4K in one of the hottest pro wrestling markets in North America, talking about wise choices. Strap in. It's going to be a fun day." Tony Khan once again getting way too involved and way too hyped over social media posts. See, this is one of the things that really get to a lot of fans regarding AEW and Tony Khan. What do you think? Again, have your say over on the Facebook group, facebook.com, and search for SNME Radio. WWE Speed will be debuting on X on April 3rd using the tagline "Every second counts." The show's described as your favorite superstars will go head-to-head in three-minute matches where the WWF Speed Championship is the ultimate prize. Speed will be held as a tournament. Corey Graves titled the show as a classic twist on in-ring competition and a sprint to the finish line to become the first ever champion. Are you going to be watching Speed on exclusively on X? I probably won't. AEW CEO Tony Khan announced earlier this week that Kosha Irby has officially joined All Elite Wrestling as its chief operating officer. On his LinkedIn profile, Irby states that he has been working for AEW for the last 2 months. Irby will oversee all strategic planning and execution of live events, marketing, finance, human resources, licensing, consumer products, and other major lines of business for the company. He joins AEW from Clemson University, where he served as chief marketing officer within the athletic department and has previously held positions with the Memphis Express of the Alliance of American Football as chief marketing officer, professional bull riders as president. Irby worked for WWE from 2011 to 2018 as the regional director of live events. Again, another smart hire by Tony Khan, and I still maintain that the road to success for AEW is by Tony Khan giving great, smart, talented people key roles in the company to give him some time to breathe. John Cena will be an executive producer for WWE's newest docuseries. WWE Next Gen will premiere on April 1st, presenting a reality show that follows a group of young men and women competing to earn one of the most sought-after titles in all of entertainment, WWE Superstar. The upcoming show, which will become available on Roku early next month, attempts to provide a look behind the curtain of the earliest stages of WWE trainees. A trailer for the series included interviews with both trainers and experienced wrestlers on who will be training them. An opening shot in the preview sees Cena talking to a group of trainees at last year's WrestleMania. Are you going to be watching this new iteration of Tough Enough? It's exclusively on Roku, so we'll see. We're going to be taking a short break here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And after the break, George Mackay of Straight Talk Wrestling and the SNME Network will be sitting down with Mustafa Ali as they talk about his release from WWE, why TNA was a choice for him, dream matchups, betting on himself, and so much more. And then later on the show, I am going to be joined by Eric B., and we are going to be chatting all things WrestleMania as WrestleMania Week officially kicks off tomorrow. And, well, this is the best week for pro wrestling, and it all happens in Philadelphia next Saturday and Sunday. And just a reminder that we will be having after parties both Saturday and Sunday directly after WrestleMania. For all of the information, go to snbradio.com or the Facebook group. And for that, just go to facebook.com and search for SNME Radio. But remember, the best way to watch our after parties is go to YouTube, Facebook, or X. Or you can get the podcast version directly after the podcast ends. And for that, all you need to do is go to your favorite podcasting app and search for Sunday Night's Main Event. But remember, we have a break, Mustafa Ali, WrestleMania talk, and so much more here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And you're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event.
From pillar to post and coast to coast, this is Sunday Night's Main Event on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me, my time is now. In case you forgot or fell off, I'm still hot. Knock your shell off.
Are you in the market for a used vehicle for your family or business? North Toronto Auction hosts public auctions twice a month, and everyone's invited. Hundreds of cars, trucks, SUVs, commercial vehicles, and heavy equipment are available. Plus, travel trailers, motorcycles, snowmobiles, ATVs, and more. View the entire selection at NorthTorontoAuction.com. Bid online or bid in person. Bid on items from government agencies, financial companies, fleet managers, car dealers, and public consignors. For more information, visit us online at NorthTorontoAuction.com.
This is Sunday Night's Main Event on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And we are back here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And we're going to be taking a listen to George Mackay's interview that he had earlier this week with Mustafa Ali. You can find all of George Mackay's work on YouTube by going to Straight Talk Wrestling. Or you can subscribe to the SNME Network as he has weekly shows, including interviews, MLW reviews, and so much more. In fact, he has released an MLW War Chamber review that's going to be dropping today on the SNME Network. And for that, go to your favorite podcasting app and search for Sunday Night's Main Event. So without further ado, George and Mustafa Ali.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's your host, your boy George Mackay, back here live, Destiny Wrestling, Don Koloff Arena. And I'm sitting down with the man, the myth, the legend, one of the best cruiserweights of all time, in my opinion, Mustafa Ali.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here.
TNA. What was the decision to go there after the short indie run you were on that you still get to work the indies as well? Was it because you had the freedom to still work the indies that TNA enticed you?
No, it's the freedom to do whatever I want. I've decided that the best thing for me was to control my happiness. I'm in charge, so I am not tied down. I'm not obligated. I am not committed. I pledge allegiance to my own party, to the party of Mustafa Ali. TNA is obviously an amazing organization that has provided me with some dream matchups coming up, and the opportunity to even compete for the X Division Championship was something that was interesting to me. So I'm very, very happy with TNA. I know they're very, very happy with me, and why would they not be? I mean, just sold out pay-per-views and no big deal.
Suits looking the part all the time.
Hey, you know what I mean? Like, it's just custom-made suits for custom-made men. But anyways, yes, TNA's awesome. I hear they're changing it to TN Ali, but that's
I like it. That's personally, still, I could get behind that.
Yeah, they're working on the paperwork right now.
It should be definitely time-stamped 100%. So you asked for your release before from WWE. It wasn't granted. Then you finally got it. What was it like to get that call saying, hey, listen, You're released?
Expected, but there was no emotional, like, sadness associated with it. I'm a very business-oriented person. I know what I'm capable of. WWE is a huge entity. It's a promotional machine. And oftentimes what happens is guys at the top of the card are in those positions for a reason. And obviously we always hear about the revenue-breaking records that they're making. So they obviously know what they're doing. I, as an individual, always believed in the mantra of, if you really believe in it, you're willing to bet on yourself, right? And I was willing to bet on myself a year and a half or 2 years ago, whenever it was. And that's all it really came down to. I know what I'm capable of. In like 2 months, I've already taken over the industry, sold out show after sold out show. I can't keep enough merchandise. It's like I'm the hottest free agent in the world right now. And that's in like 60 days. So I bet on myself. It's already paid dividends, and I'm excited for what the future holds.
Absolutely. Now, being a father, I am a father myself. Hey. Kids are everything. Kids are amazing.
Absolutely.
And when you're home and you have those moments off, which you probably have a lot more home time now because the schedule is definitely more opened.
Oh, I would say the opposite.
No, it's more busier, really.
It's busier now. I am on a world tour campaign, ladies and gentlemen. Often when I come to a town near you, I'm probably there for a total of 10 hours. I land, I do the show, and I get out because, like, just the weekend alone, Friday, so I just landed here from New York, doing this show tonight, and then back on the road. With WWE, because of the creative and because of not being a featured town, I'd say that was as home more than I needed to be. And that's not a knock on, like, being, like, obviously I love my kids, I love my wife. But when you're a creative individual and you want to create and you're not able to create and you're restricted in those creations, it gets a little daunting. It gets a little overwhelming. Now, I would say there's a meeting going on. If you don't hear that, there's a meeting going on. But now I have no restrictions. So basically, from now, this is being taped earlier, but from now to the end of April, I pretty much have every Thursday through Sunday booked. And I don't think anyone's got the schedule that I got right now.
Absolutely not.
So, I mean, with the lineage of the X Division title, what's been held, but the roster that they have there, TNA has definitely one of the most amazing rosters that there are, with talent, legends, new talent, fresh talent, talent like yourself, just killing it. When you look at that roster and the dream matchups that you could have, one matchup in my mind that stands out, you and Speedball Mike Bailey, 60-minute Iron Man match. Oh, hell yeah, sign me up, dude. Sign me up.
So I was with you till you said 60 minutes.
Okay, fine, 30 minutes.
I had the pleasure of sharing the ring with Speedball Mike Bailey at a promotion called Prestige Wrestling in Los Angeles. And main event, and it was just this energy that I can't really describe. The bell didn't even ring, and the people were standing. That match is available online, by the way. Go find it. I can't say enough things about Speedball. I'm not going to swear, but I did say he was the toughest SOB I've ever been in the ring with. That guy hits, but then I hit him harder. I was able to walk away with a victory, but I would say, like, I would gladly run it back with Speedball, and maybe this time in the TNA ring.
That would be fire. That would be fire. Now, I mean, you're the X Division champion. Great. Amazing. Wonderful. Do you have aspirations on that world title?
Oh, absolutely. But here's the thing. But I'm running a campaign right now, and the only way to run a successful campaign is to be focused on the task at hand. Right now, there was no question that I was going to become the X Division champion. I knew this. But now what I need to do is make the X Division great again. And that's through title defenses, promotion. This title is so prestigious and has such a long lineage that we talked about. But when's the last time it was great? I made sure that the X Division Championship match that I won was the main event of the TNA pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
The last time that happened was 2005, 2006.
2006, I believe.
Hasn't happened.
No.
But Mustafa Ali took care of this. So now the X Division is back in a prestigious spot that it should be. It's back, and we are on the path to achieving greatness again.
You absolutely are, and I love the confidence. I do, but I guess my question leads to my second question. When you've made the division great again, and you become, you know, the longest rating X Division champion in history, you surpass all these records.
Option C again, task at hand. Option C, I have a cabinet, I have campaign management, I have people to worry about these things, I have Secret Service, I have a press secretary. These matters will be addressed in a timely fashion, but right now, the one goal is to make the X Division great again.
You know what I think you need? I think you need a personal media specialist to handle all your day-to-day...
You're talking about my wife.
No, not your... No, your wife handles your social media. Yes. What I'm talking about is someone to speak on your behalf in terms of letting people who don't need to know... I can take care of the good work. I think that I could be your press secretary.
We will let the people decide. Please comment below.
Comment below.
Do you think he is qualified to be the head of the Mustafa Ali Media Relations? Comment below.
I believe so. I believe your wife and I would be a dynamic duo that would be social media kings and queens.
I love it. I love to hear it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And my final question.
Please.
When you look at your career and the fact that you were someone who bet on themselves and have had an indie run like no other since Cody Rhodes, since Matt Cardona, that's where I would put the same level of indie run that you guys have had in this short span of time.
Sure.
Mustafa Ali is pop culture. Mustafa Ali is what the wrestling world has been talking about, what the wrestling world wants to see. And that's not tooting your own horn. That's being real.
I appreciate it.
And, well, it's a factual statement. And I'm geeking out right now because talking to wrestlers of your caliber, it's awesome. When you look at betting on yourself and what that means to you and what you've achieved in the short term, can you see how far this campaign can go? If basically what I'm saying is betting on yourself, it proved dividends. Are you happy with the decision that you chose to bet on yourself?
The only thing that I'm surprised about is how quick I was able to reap the rewards of my risk. You know, usually this takes a while, and we're talking about a few months in. By the time this gets released, you'll know what I'm talking about. There'll be some huge news that comes out. See the round of applause as I talk. But to answer your question, when I announced this run and I saw sold out after sold out after sold out, these promoters started contacting me that they haven't had someone move tickets and have these sellout crowds since a Cody Rhodes. So to have that comparison right off the bat, and look where he's at, literally top of the business, heading into WrestleMania, the talk of the industry. And deservingly so. And Cody is a guy that I take a lot of inspiration from. And what I mean by that is what set this all up was the launch of my campaign video, which was released on December 21st.
And it was amazing.
Thank you. And the concept behind it was who who was the last guy that really made that impact of like what's going to happen? And this is when Cody Rhodes released the list. And I remember everyone was like, oh my God, these dream matches. But where and how? How are we going to say? And I go, what's the 2024 Mustafa Ali version of the list? So the campaign video came about of, you know, calling out guys like Will Ospreay and Speedball Mike Bailey and Vikingo and Cardona and all these notable names. And that's what happened. This became a frenzy of people wondering, how is this going to, like, where is he going to go? Where is this going to happen? And it's happening. It's happening. It so happening. A marketing campaign, well done.
And if I was part of that marketing campaign, it would have been skyrocketing.
Sure. I mean, 2 million views in 24 hours, but you're right.
I could have got 2.1. I could have got you that one more.
I believe it.
And you know who that one more would have been? It would have been, like, somebody huge.
Who's that?
Like, I don't know, like the president. I could have got Joe Biden to watch that video.
I believe you. You think Joe knows how to use YouTube?
No, I don't believe so at all. Yeah. I believe Joe has to have a switch turned on in the morning to wake up. That's what I believe. Did I spill the beans?
Nope.
Okay, fair enough.
Everyone knows.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk political conspiracies, and we've talked about successful campaigns, and we've talked about just betting on yourself, and I love everything, and hearing inspiration like that lets me know that the seven-year journey I've been on to bet on myself has paid dividends, because I'm sitting down talking with you.
That's awesome.
And I appreciate that.
And there you have it. Thank you so much to George Mackay. Again, just remember, you can find all of his work both on the SNME Network and going to YouTube and searching for Straight Talk Wrestling. George, thank you so much for being part of the SNME family. So we're going to be taking a short break, and on the other side of the break, Eric B., the Raw Dog himself, joins me, and we are going to be chatting all things WrestleMania. So leave it locked in here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks, and you're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event.
Chat wrestling all week long by joining the Sunday Night's Main Event group on Facebook. Just search SNME Radio.
This is Dax Xavier Josiah, the host of ACMG Presents Talk Time Live, the podcast. Talk Time Live is a show that talks about your favorite fandoms with the latest news, discussions, and interviews with some of the hottest names in all of anime, comics, movies, and games, such as...
This is Miley Flanagan, the voice of Naruto!
Hey there, this is Kyle Hebert, the voice of Gohan from Dragon Ball Super.
This is Stephanie Shea, the voice of Sailor Moon.
Visit TalkTimeLive.com and let us help you learn to let go, live life, and love all things ACMG.
Talk Time Live.
This is Sunday Night's Main Event on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And we are back here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks, and you're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event, and it is that time of the week where we bring in folks from around the network to chat the week that was and the week that will be WrestleMania. And with this week being WrestleMania week, I thought it would be, well, just correct and right to bring in the Raw Dog himself, one of the hosts of the Draw Straws Raw Review, Eric B. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Boris, thank you so much for having me. Everybody, happy Easter. Thank you for joining us on this great occasion. Boris, you enjoying some Cadbury eggs, or what are you doing over there?
Oh, you know, I'm enjoying Cadbury eggs and adult beverages and so much more here. It is, honestly, I'm feeling really great. It's Easter, get to spend time with friends. Even you and I had a nice little Easter dinner, so to speak, but here we are.
Yeah, Easter outing.
Easter outing, exactly. But it's WrestleMania week, arguably the biggest, most important week of wrestling in the entire world. Say what you want. It's WrestleMania is it. Everyone comes to the destination of WrestleMania to hold shows. So there we go. It is WrestleMania week. We had talked about this a few weeks ago, and I want to bring it up again because I feel like so much has happened. Eric,
yes.
Are you excited for WrestleMania?
I'm super excited for WrestleMania, and I have to point out, like, the main reason why I am super excited for WrestleMania is The Rock. And I can't say any other reason. The Rock being in WrestleMania this year and interjecting himself into this storyline with the Bloodline, with Cody Rhodes, with finishing the story, the incredible work that he's doing on camera, the incredible work that he's doing off camera. Guys, if you haven't seen it, it's all over the internet at this point, but you got to search out what The Rock did after the Raw promo ended. By the way, that promo was all set up by Bobby Roode. It was incredible. The Cody Rhodes beatdown. And man, yeah, I'm rambling, but I'm a 39-year-old man and it's 2024 and I get to see The Rock wrestle at WrestleMania.
That seems to be a very popular opinion among hosts of podcasts, among people who write articles, but the internet wrestling community is acting like the internet wrestling community right now. What do you think it is? Because we were talking a little bit off air about this. So talk about what you're seeing in the IWC right now.
Well, I don't want to say that it's entirely negative, but there is a lot out there who are people saying, you know, he is taking some time away from other talent. And I'm not disagreeing that, obviously he has to. But that's where the investment is, folks. That's where the money is, and that's where the ratings are. You can't tell me for one second that Monday Night Raw started and The Rock's music hit as a surprise, and not everybody then turned into Raw to see what was going to happen next. We all knew it wasn't just going to be a promo. We all knew it had to be something after that.
And I know I always bring this up as an example, but I love to bring up my brother Juan as an example. He is a casual wrestling viewer. This is a 47-year-old man who just has a family, is a vice president of an engineering firm. He is a busy person. He only has so much time to invest in entertainment and wrestling and, hobbies and whatnot. But I tell him, hey, The Rock showed up on Raw. He gives me his full Raw review the next morning. That's the thing. That's why I always say about AEW, and I don't want to bring AEW fully into this, but getting those casuals, getting those people who are on the peripheral to watch your show.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you make a really good point bringing up AEW, but it's not about AEW. AEW really doesn't have that WrestleMania yet.
Exactly.
Right? They have Double or Nothing. They have all out, whatever they want to do, wherever they want to do it. And they're big shows. They're great shows, but they don't have the luster of WrestleMania. And you know what? Even New Japan, right? They have Wrestle Kingdom. Amazing. Fantastic. Always incredible matches. But there's just something about WrestleMania that connects with us, especially, anybody in this demographic who has grown up around this, grown up with Hulk Hogan, grown up with Macho Man, grown up with the Attitude Era. Hey, Ruthless Aggression Era, man, let's go through all of them. We're here now. And right now, Boris, I don't know if you're seeing this, but we are seeing a complete hybrid of PG-13 and PG product. It's happening off screen. It's connecting itself somehow, and it's incredible. Honestly, this is what people want in wrestling. And if you're disappointed, first of all, you got the match you wanted. Match that you wanted, and The Rock is still there, and he's still cutting promos every single week. Folks, we have literally one Raw and one SmackDown before WrestleMania, so we have three more chances to view, one of the greatest to ever do it on our TV screen. Let's just enjoy the hell out of this run, man.
That's exactly it, right? It's like the famous line to end The Office. You don't know when the good times are ending and, that whole thing of when you're still in them and you miss them and et cetera. And that's kind of what it is, right? Let's remember, The Rock will be gone from TV at least until SummerSlam, it appears, after WrestleMania, as he's going to be filming a movie. Might be more.
Yep.
But Eric, we talk about The Rock leaving. We talk about Seth Rollins maybe taking a break. We talk about Becky Lynch maybe taking a break. But we don't talk about Roman Reigns and his future.
Yeah, I mean, I've spoken about it before a few times. And I've always believed that whenever this ends with Roman Reigns, whenever he loses this title, he's going to Hollywood. I think Hollywood is calling. The guy's got sparkly, nice teeth. He got all those teeth fixed. He can cut a hell of a promo. He can talk. He's already done movies with his cousin. You don't think that they're still hey, Dwayne, you think you can probably get, Lance on this? I guess this is probably going to be a good idea. So Roman, I think, is going straight to Hollywood. But I honestly, dude, I hope he takes a break. I hope that he takes a break. I hope that he enjoys his health. The guy's been through a lot, enjoys his family. And I know that everybody hates Roman Reigns, title reign, but I don't. I've thought that it's all great. I just don't like the way that the matches have ended, but I do like the end game. I do like that we have had something that we never see in pro wrestling anymore, Boris, and that's longevity in a champion.
Yep. I've been talking about that with a lot of people, even on the car ride yesterday to London with Bob Kapoor and Steve A, the photographer from Slam Wrestling. We were talking about that. You know, we were talking about what all of this means in the big wrestling world, you know, and it's undeniable the status that The Rock brings, the amount of eyes and attention that he's bringing. And The Rock has done something for me that I never thought was possible. And it's kind of funny. And you know, I'll say it, you know, I went back on something, and that is The Rock made me watch social media. The Rock made me listen to 30-minute promos on Instagram or X or wherever he's posting, right? That's something that used to bother me. That's something that I used to say, right now with all of the social media and TV and all of this blending together, it's too much for me. But The Rock is able to get me to watch social media and everything. Like you said, like they released that extra footage from Raw on Friday. Dude, I found that and I sat down in a car, watched the entire thing play out, and I absolutely loved it. And the fact that they're using social media and, you know, like you said, blending in PG, you know, TV 14, PG 13, PG, all of these different types throughout the various platforms and mediums that they have, it is great to see. Now, before we fully go into WrestleMania, Eric, does this bode well for them moving to Netflix? Because there's a lot of questions about what WWE programming will look like on Netflix.
I think it's going to look amazing. Honestly, like if you ask me, if anybody has the money to do it properly and has all of the, you know, the capital and ways to work in advertising outside of actual legitimate ads, I think that it's going to be great. Now, I don't know what 3 hours is going to look like without advertisement. I'm not sure about how that will be. But I know they can do it. I know they can definitely fill that space. I look forward to it, man. The production value is going to be incredible. We have seen some amazing production value changes even leading up to their merger here with Netflix. You can see the in-ring work in Raw as far as the camera angles go, as far as the lead-in shots, like the action shots that you're seeing that you haven't seen like ever before. This is all new, right? So I think that we're already seeing Netflix's, kind of interjection here on the WWE product. I think it's going to be great. I'm happy about it. I know that a lot of people in the IWC, a lot of old school people, they want to watch it on their TV, and I get it, man. I completely understand that. But unfortunately, there's only one thing that's guaranteed in this world, Boris. You know what that is?
Yep. What's that?
Change.
Exactly. There you go. Change is the guaranteed thing. And with change, you know, I think what we are going to be seeing this Saturday and Sunday is just a whole new level of production and that real sports feel, because this is the real first test. This is the first WrestleMania where TKO is completely in charge. And I think we're going to be getting that Netflix TKO influence all over. So I'm actually really pumped to watch the TV program this coming weekend.
Yeah, no, me too. And like I said, last week's Raw was probably one of the greatest Raw that I've seen in a very long time. Randy, my co-host, called it his favorite Raw ever. And it was a really, really good show. People were saying The Rock was taking time away from, you know, other wrestlers. Guys, Candice LeRae won a match that night. Shinsuke Nakamura was in the main event. Like, Bronson Reed won a match. Let's look at all of the people who got onto that card and wrestled. Ivy Nile. Like, come on, man. We can't say that he's taking away from anything. The Rock is just boosting these people up.
Exactly. And we're going to be talking about the card and so much more for WrestleMania when we come back from break, because it is that time where we do have to take a break. So we're going to be taking a break here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And when we come back, we're going to be chatting about the WrestleMania card. But remember that later on this week on the podcast network itself, you will get a full WrestleMania preview where we go into each and every single match. And for that, just go to your favorite podcasting app and search for Sunday Night's Main Event. It's going to be a wild ride here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Network, and you're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event.
Chat wrestling all week long by joining the Sunday Night's Main Event group on Facebook. Just search SNME Radio.
Dickie Bird here from Chop Tees, letting you know our Mania Week Super Sale is now on, with up to 40% off quality merch from all our brands, like Post Wrestling, WrestleNomics, Poison Rana, and of course, Sunday Night's Main Event. And if you live in the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, UK, and the EU, shipping is absolutely free. Just head to chop-tees.com/offers to check out all the great deals.
This is Sunday Night's Main Event on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And we are back here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Network, and you're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event, and we are still chatting WrestleMania. And who are we? Well, as always, it's Boris, and I am joined by the Draw Straws Raw co-host, Eric B. Eric, how's it going still?
They call me the Raw Dog. It's going good, man. I'm doing good. I'm barking away over here. You can maybe hear the raspiness of my voice from maybe a little bit too much barking, being trapped there in the kennel for a little bit too long. But now I'm broken out, and I'm ready to talk about some WrestleMania.
Exactly. We had talked in detail about The Rock's influence over the other card, and something that I did want to bring up before we close out the show this week, just remember that we are going to be having a full WrestleMania preview midweek this week over on the podcast network. Go to your favorite podcasting app and search for Sunday Night's Main Event, because we are more than just a weekly radio show. But we were talking about The Rock, The Rock's influence in the card, and something that has come up is, you know, The Rock, we've talked about him taking time away from performers, but I also want to talk about the fact that for weeks, a lot of people have been talking about the fact that the undercard of WrestleMania is being overshadowed by the Bloodline storyline. But if you really watch the TV week in and week out in detail, this might be one of the best end-to-end setups for a WrestleMania card in years, if not ever.
And you know what, to that point too, Boris, as soon as you said it, I'm like, isn't the main event supposed to overshadow the undercard? Like, yes. It has to. And if it doesn't, then it's not WrestleMania. Do you think Andre versus Hogan didn't overshadow every single other match that was on that card? Hogan versus Ultimate Warrior, Hogan versus Rock, you know, you think that these main events, these WrestleMania main events, didn't overshadow every other match on the card? They have to.
And that's not to say that there's going to be incredible matches. You brought up WrestleMania 3. Must we bring up Savage Steamboat, right? Like, there's going to be great cards. Like, I think WWE has the potential for some amazing sleeper hits here, but the buildup has been just fine. Like you said, the Bloodline storyline has been dominant, but it's been bringing in ratings, viewers, money, all of the above. But overall, this card has been set up really well, in my opinion. But
yes, let's
quickly, I got to ask you, what match outside of the main event are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, honestly, man, as much like nonsense as I've been talking about it on the Draw Straws Raw review, I actually am really looking forward to the six pack ladder match, the six-pack tag team ladder match. They've got some great competitors in there. They're going to give us some amazing spots. It is going to be an ooh and ah fest, absolutely. And for whatever reason, I just think at the end of this, Awesome Truth is going to raise the titles. I think we're definitely going to have a title change, and I think it's going to be R-Truth and Miz, even if it's just for a couple of weeks, just to move those titles off of Judgment Day and separate them and put them back on the two different brands again. So that's the one that I'm probably most excited for. Besides that, I mean, Gunther Sami Zayn has, you know, a lot of potential too to be just a massive hit. Rhea versus Becky, it'd be a great match. Dude, even potentially like this new match that we saw brewing on SmackDown of maybe, you know, Jade Cargill, Naomi, Bianca Belair versus Damage Control, like that could be a really great match, dude. So we'll see what happens with that if it gets announced. I have a feeling that it's going to, but there's a lot going on, and there's a lot to tune in and look forward to.
And it has been officially announced via social media that is Jade Cargill, ooh, Bianca Belair, and Naomi taking on all of Damage Control. Eric, you brought up Jade Cargill, so it has to be said. If, you know, Jade Cargill looked like an absolute superstar on Friday.
As she should, man. They did the absolute best that they could do with her. This is a slow build. They introduced us to her a long time ago. We got her at the Rumble, and we haven't seen her since. So honestly, man, they just continued to train her, make her look better in ring, make her better as a performer. And I don't know about you, Boris, but when she was standing in the ring with Bianca, you know, a former champ, Naomi, also a former champ, she stood so like on her own, dude, as far as what she is and what she can be for the company, dude. Rhea Ripley, look out, like Jade Cargill is coming,
dude. Between Tiffany Stratton and Jade Cargill, that is your next crop of superstars for WWE.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Tiffy time is definitely happening.
All right, the match that I'm looking forward to the most outside of the main event is a match that, you know, on paper, it seems odd, but the buildup has been a lot of fun on SmackDown over the past few months, and that's LA Knight versus AJ Styles. I am really looking forward to this match.
Yeah, AJ's jacked, man. AJ's bigger than he's ever been. I don't know what's going on there, but yeah, he is absolutely jacked and ready for this. LA Knight, a lot of people, you know, are saying they kind of dropped the ball on him, not making him, you know, Mr. Money in the Bank. And so far with what Damian Priest has done with his briefcase, I mean, you can kind of debate that is a fact, but he's still getting there into WrestleMania. He's still getting on the card. And again, you can say that he's probably getting there because we have to split to two nights in WrestleMania now. Just the ad revenue alone, as much money as you can potentially make, like, you know, you can fill those two nights of cards, go for it. Why not? It's not the first time that we've seen it been done in pro wrestling. It's just not normal for North America, really. So to have this now, you know, the LA Knight match will get interjected in there. But to your point that you made earlier, it does not mean at all that it's going to be a bad match. It could be a very entertaining match, and it could actually be a great match, right? It could steal the show. You never know.
Exactly. And it is a showcase of the Immortals this Saturday and Sunday on the WWE Network or pay-per-view, wherever you watch.
Wow.
WWE PLEs. And just remember that here on Sunday night's main event, we are going to be having not one, but two after parties after each night of WrestleMania. And you can watch those live on YouTube, X, or Facebook. You can search for us at the @SNME radio username for all of those social medias. Or if you want to listen to the podcast version, just go to your favorite podcasting app and search for Sunday night's main event. On top of all of that, we are going to be doing a full preview of every match of WrestleMania midweek this week. That's also going to be on the network. And like I mentioned earlier in the show, trivia is coming back. Fantasy Booker is coming back. And the best way to be part of all that is by joining the Patreon network. And for that, just go to patreon.com/SNME Radio. Eric, thank you so much for joining me. We're going to be chatting tons more this week. And just remember for everyone, it is the last real show before WrestleMania Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you're going to want to listen to the Straws Raw review drop in Tuesday morning as Eric B. and Randy chat all things Raw and so much more. You're listening to Sunday Night's Main Event here on TSN Radio and the iHeartRadio News Talk Networks. And just remember, we are powered by Destiny Wrestling, April 14th, The Clash. All you need to do is go to destinywrestling.ca for all of your ticketing needs. That's April 14th, The Clash, destinywrestling.ca. You can find all of our shows because we do more than just a weekly radio show. And all you need to do is go to your favorite podcast app and search for Sunday Night's Main Event Radio. We are also on Facebook. In Facebook, just search for SNME Radio and you can be part of the family by joining our Patreon. And for that, go to patreon.com/SNME Radio. And we also have merch, chopped-tees.com. Chopped Tees is where you can find all of the SNME merch. And you can also find merch from Poison Rana, Post Wrestling, and other awesome podcasts and wrestling brands. And on behalf of the entire SNME crew, we thank everyone for listening. But most importantly, stay tranquilo.
Thanks for finding Sunday Night's Main Event. To get the complete show as well as bonus weekly podcasts, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/SNME Radio.